local or national. We discuss the issues that affect your life. We want to hear from you. 888-WBZ-1030 or 617-254-1030. This is WBZ News Radio 1030.
Friends and family to come on. So I figured I'd do that tonight with my cousin Deb, who is a musician and performer and teacher. Voice, and I think voice and piano, right?
Yeah.
You teach voice.
Yes, I do.
So Deb Gruber is here. Deb, welcome.
Hello.
She's had 3 minutes to carry in her keyboard and get it all set up. You performed tonight.
I did. I performed at Season 52.
Which is what?
In Chestnut Hill.
That's a new restaurant?
It's a new restaurant, yeah. It's a chain restaurant. There's 36 of them across the country.
Really? I haven't heard of it. And what's the concept like?
Nice. It's casual sophistication, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's very healthy. Everything's under 475 calories.
Every entree, you mean?
Everything.
Really?
And they
you
don't
mean everything
butter
in total?
And
you can order as many things as you want.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
That would be a good
I love that. I just have a huge meal every time I go there, and I'm guilt-free.
That's great.
So, yeah, the food's great. It's very, very comfortable and cozy. I love
but you're a mother of two kids, and do we call you a housewife, or do you think
I'm a working person? I'm a working person.
And how much of this playing out do you do? Not that often, right?
Yeah, well, I've been doing it about two times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. I mean, especially on school vacations, I can use a little break, you know.
Yeah, so it gives you variety.
Yeah, I love doing it. It's always been something I've wanted to do.
Yeah.
So as soon as I found out about this place, I went straight there.
So are you doing like everybody look at me, I'm the performer kind of performance?
Yeah, you're right in the middle. It's an incredible setup. It's kind of strange. The piano is right in the middle of this round bar right when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you're kind of the center of attention there on the one hand.
It's not just that you're background music for
people. No, you're
people
not.
Having dinner.
No, people are...
The people in the bar are supposed to be focused on you.
Yeah. I mean, they're listening and they're not listening. Sometimes your background depends. Like if I play Sweet Caroline, mm-hmm. then I'm... totally front and center.
People go wild?
Oh, yeah, it's so funny. You know, you have
I'm
to
so
read the crowd.
I'm so burned out on that song.
I know. But as soon as I do the...
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it stops.
That's a great hook, huh?
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
yeah.
It's good to hear the music.
But you have to be careful. Because this past Friday night, 2 minutes ago, I played that song.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of guys that had been drinking.
Oh, they were. That was more provocation than they could
handle. Whoa. Yeah, and the arms went up, and they were screaming, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, they were really getting a little bit
rocking. Ruining the ambiance in the restaurant. So you teach. That's your primary thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I like this thing that you do where you help people take the plunge, even if they've been fantasizing for decades that they would like to know how to play an instrument and they've never done it. You take people at any stage of life and transform them into players.
Yeah,
or
I have an 84-year-old man right now who's just starting. Yeah.
And he's always wanted
to... And no matter what the weather is, everybody else cancels. This man is so frail.
That's the trouble with 84-year-olds. They're out on the road. Oblivious. That's so funny.
He comes up the stairs. He goes down the steep stairs. He practically falls each time.
You get scared.
But he makes it. Yeah. He makes it. And he's playing, he plays the songs that he wants to play.
So I think that's such a gift because... You know, I think on occasion about how life used to be before we had all of this entertainment pushed into our lives all the time. Mm-hmm. We don't have to challenge ourselves to be entertained at all. There's entertainment galore.
Everywhere, yeah.
On the iPod, on the phone, on the tablet. You can be laying there in bed in the middle of the night and sending tweets and watching movies and on your tablet or on your iPhone. It's amazing how it's everywhere. But it used to be that families would entertain each other themselves. They would, every family member maybe would have something they did for the family.
Yeah.
And this is a gift you're trying to keep alive.
Yeah. I mean, I've had parties at my house where I've invited really accomplished pianists, I mean, much more accomplished than me, who are, like, this one man who is just an amazing pianist. He teaches at the conservatory, and I've invited people over and had a big potluck dinner. And
well, thanks a lot. You've never called me.
Oh, I shall in the future. It's just incredible to hear these people, you know, right up close.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's, I'm always trying to inspire people to, you know, make their own music. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to listen to it all.
So give us a little handle on how hard it would be for somebody who considers themselves to be maybe a musical dope, but they've always had this urge to be the person who could at the family gather or at a party, pull everybody together around some simple performance of songs so people could sing along and have fun.
Yeah. Well, I teach at a lot of adult education centers. So one of the things that I do is I show them, it takes them someone who's had no experience in piano at all, it can take them 3 to 5 minutes to be able to play an accompaniment to Jingle Bells, for example. Right, so they think, I couldn't possibly do this.
You've got to be exaggerating.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Well, it sounds pretty simple.
And, you know, or I'll demonstrate, like, you know, Billy Joel's Piano Man. You know, they think, oh, I could never play that well. Sing us a song of the Piano Man. Sing us a song tonight. You know, that's like five chords.
So you're saying that's about as simple as songs come.
Yeah.
Just hearing what your left hand is doing, it's a pretty simple line. So the challenge is using
the coordination.
Having two hands be doing different things, right? The right hand's playing chords and the left hand is...
It depends. So if you're wanting to, say, have a party and accompany other people singing, you don't have to be able to read a note to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you could learn a simple song that has maybe, like, you know, a lot of... Beatles songs or Jim Croce songs.
But to have your hands doing two parts like you just did.
Yeah, that's
even though that was a simple song.
Yeah.
It could take a beginner weeks to not be screwing up the notes that you're hitting, couldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. But like if it's just a simple pattern. So if it's Piano Man, you just got this. That's not that hard, right? And then. You know, they can just start off big. It's really not that hard.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And
everyone wants to play that song.
Why is that?
I'm really getting sick of it.
I don't blame you.
I play it all the time.
Yeah, I'll bet. But I think everybody's sick of it. I have this list.
Not everybody, no.
I have this list I keep in my head of songs that should never be played again.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned them to me.
Yeah.
Was one of them the Rose?
No, but I'll add that.
That would be on my list.
No, I think number one is Summer in the City.
Really?
Because every radio station, as soon as there's a hot day, puts it on.
Yeah.
It's like, enough already.
Yeah.
And they do it with Rainy Days as well, the Rainy Days songs. I'm not thinking about it.
Mondays always get me down.
I just triggered your repertoire, huh?
Yeah. If you give me a word, I could probably play a song.
All right, we're going to take a break. What's your website?
It's easy, E-A-S-Y, easypianostyles.com.
Easypianostyles.com. Deb Gruber is here. We're talking about learning to play the piano. And we will, if you have a question you want to ask, a comment, 617-254-1030. The toll-free 888-929-1030. Give us a call. We'll be back in a sec here on WBZ.
Listening to Live Local Talk on WBZ News Radio 1030.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket, the official Red Sox ticket partner, congratulates the Boston Red Sox World Champions. And right now, you can go to aceticket.com and be first in line for 2014 Red Sox tickets. Ace has seats to all Boston Bruins games, and Ace has Boston Celtic tickets starting at just $10. $10! Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. So treat yourself or someone special. Tickets make a great gift. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
The world is changing every day, and WBZ News Radio 1030 is changing with it. Stay on top of breaking news, traffic, and weather on air at AM 1030. Online at cbsboston.com, on your mobile device at radio.com, and on Twitter at WBZ News Radio. The news watch never stops on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Mama Dietz here, chairman of Dietz & Watson. It's the holidays. Things can get stressful, especially when you're a host. Well, guess what? You can relax. That's right. Relax. It's the holidays. Because Dietz & Watson has been preparing your holiday party since 1939. Four generations. Our party trays and holiday hams don't have artificial flavor. They don't have additives. Those things weren't around in 1939. And at Dietz & Watson, they still aren't. So relax. Unless your holiday ham or party tray isn't from Dietz & Watson. In that case, start freaking out, hon.
Insist on Dietz & Watson at your favorite market in Delhi. And happy hosting days to you and yours.
You are listening to First Rate Talk on Boston's number one nighttime talk station, WBZ News Radio 1030.
Todd Feinberg with you Sunday night. Bradley J. coming in at midnight to do the overnights. Deb Gruber is here. She's my cousin. She also went to Lexington High School, so the second guest tonight, and three of us on the radio tonight from LHS. How about that?
Wow.
Imagine that. For those of you listening in Kentucky, we're not talking about Lexington, Kentucky. It's Lexington, Mass. We're referring to.
Yeah.
Sure. And Deb teaches people to play the piano, which I think is really cool because it gets people doing something new at stages of their lives where maybe they're not doing that much that's new. And if you're, everybody has a point where they're fantasizing about doing something a little different. And maybe something's been in the back of the mind and it hasn't been practical, raising kids, working hard, and you get to a point where you have more time. It's a great thing to do. So give us a sense of how the process would work. If somebody comes and says, oh, yes, I've been fantasizing for 30 years. I want to play the piano.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would show them my book, The Piano Express.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I sell on the website. And that's kind of my signature item on the website, which teaches people basically a shortcut method to playing piano, which is, does not involve reading music so much. It's more chords. So that's really what it's all about.
Is that the fear for people about it, that they would have to learn to read?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think when people think of taking piano lessons, they think of all the note reading. They think of reading the right hand and the left hand. Mm-hmm. Most people that are taking piano lessons have taken them in the past, and they all have horror stories.
They've been scared off.
Yeah. The teacher
was... teachers who were trying to make them into concert pianists.
Right. They only wanted to, you know, they were only learning classical music, and they didn't want to do that, or they weren't practicing enough, so the teachers didn't want to teach them, or the parents were frustrated. There's a lot of negative baggage
experiences
that people have.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So the primary goal for me is to have people play songs that they want to play, that they really like.
So you're streamlining them into the thing that will make them happiest.
Yes.
So they'll have a successful experience.
Yeah. So I'll say, you know, what kind of music do you like? Do you like the Beatles? Do you like songs from the 60s, from the 70s? Do you want to play all Madonna songs, whatever? You can get fake books for all of those songs. It's called fake.
Fake books are the...
It's what all jazz musicians use. It's the most music that you hear, live music that you hear, with the exception of classical music, is done by reading from a fake book.
Which is chords?
Reading chords. Chords in a melody line.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach them chords. So, for example, if they wanted to do a Beatles song, like With a Little Help from My Friends, that the verse, you know... It has four chords in it. B flat, G minor, C minor, and F. What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? That's four chords.
Mm-hmm.
So they could really learn that in one lesson.
And then that circles back around over and over?
Yeah.
The same progression?
Yeah. Lend me your ear.
Go ahead. Play for a while. Give us a little. Go ahead.
Okay. What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I want to try with a little help from my friends.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Did you write that?
yes. No.
Do you find in your life that there are a lot of situations where your music makes fun happen for you?
Yes. That's one of the big joys of my life.
And
Playing at a party.
Adult party or for kids or both?
Yeah, both. But
do you use it for your kids much?
What's that?
Do you use it for your kids much?
I'll play songs from Kiss 108, you know, I'll play some of Mars, and they get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
You know? I'll learn a song by Katy Perry or who else.
What kind of music do you like? What's your favorite?
I actually like a lot of those.
You do?
I like them.
Because of...
Jesus wants me to play them, too.
It's just because they have good hooks, you mean? They're just good?
Yeah.
Because a song is basically a song, but different genres have to put them in different packages.
Right, there's a different feel to it. You know, if you get a Bruno Mars song, you get, you know, Gimme your attention, baby. A girl like you should never be so blue. You know, that song, Treasure, by Bruno Mars, has four chords in it. Mm-hmm. That includes the bridge, that includes the verses, that includes the chorus.
Can you turn that into something else for us? Change the feel of it?
Oh, my love, my darling. Well, let's see. Can I change the feel of it? Oh, sure, yes.
That's the same song. You didn't give us the vocals on it, though,
right.
So we couldn't.
Should I put vocals?
Yeah, let's.
Give me your attention, babe. A girl like you should never be so blue. I can't remember what the words are there, but it could sound very mellow.
So when you. that was a good ad lib. Do you think that these are good songs? Because you're talking about how simple they are and they just have a few chords. That's not a criticism, though, is it?
No, not at all.
That's just the nature of music. You need chords, and there aren't that many of them.
Right, right. There's 12 major chords and 12 minor chords.
Mm-hmm.
And most songs have 5 or 6 chords.
What makes a really special song, do you think?
Well, I think what you were alluding to earlier, that hook. I mean, I am a harmony person. I mean, I love... A great chord progression really intrigues me, you know. And not as opposed to some people like love a good melody.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I respond more to a great chord progression.
Yeah, how the chords relate to one another.
Yeah.
And how they prepare you for what's coming next.
Yeah. And of course, that's in relation to a good melody that goes.
They work together.
Yeah.
But there could be hundreds of melodies over the same chord progression.
Oh. How about that's heart and soul? Heart and soul. Da, 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 da,
yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. But that same thing could be because you had a bad day, you're taking one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. Same song, or you could go, don't stop believing, hold on to that feeling.
Those are all the same chord progression?
All the same chords.
What's your favorite chord progression? Is there a song that has, just if there is, if there isn't one, that's fine. She's making faces like, you're putting me on the spot.
Well, I'll tell you.
Just because you love chord progressions, I figured there must be one you really admire. But there doesn't have to
No,
be.
Not really. Okay. Not really. But I did see an article in the Globe a few years ago. My mother, your aunt Esther,
uh-huh.
sent this to me. It was the sensitive female chord progression.
That sounds horrible.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a sexist way of putting it.
No, I meant it must be a bad chord.
No. No, it's beautiful. I think I can.
I mean, the regular female is sensitive enough. We don't need a sensitive female.
It was Sarah McLachlan had it. So there's like
she writes pretty
150 songs mm-hmm. that had this progression, and I swear half of them were Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
And now I'm not going to be able
to. You mean she uses the same progression over and over?
Yeah. I mean, really? There are so many songs that have the exact same progression, but they all sound different.
Yes.
People are stunned when I do that demonstration that I did.
Yeah.
Of the different songs that had all have the same progression. Every time I teach this class, and I'll play like 10 songs. Sherry, baby, same progression.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go through all of these songs and people.
What are those chords?
C, A minor, F, and G.
Mm.
You know, and there's.
Your mother. I remember when I was a kid, your mother taught me a song with that progression.
She did. Do you remember what it was?
I'm pretty sure that was the progression. It was a protest song. What was it called? It Isn't Nice? Do you know that song? Is that progression?
It isn't nice to
block the doorway.
It isn't nice
to fill the jail.
Fill the jail. There are nicer ways to do it, A minor. But the nice ways always fail. Yeah, it is. That's exactly right. There's so many chords with that. So many songs with that exact progression. So, that's what I always tell people, you know.
So that's for showing how simple becoming functional is. It might take you a few weeks to get good at playing those simple chord progressions, but then that opens up the world of lots of music. And then you throw in A, E, and G, and A, and D.
And there are fake books where you can buy, you know, all songs in the fake books have three or four chords in them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll diagram every chord. So
you can just teach yourself instantly. Yeah. Is piano an easy instrument in the scheme of things?
A lot of students that I have would say no.
Yeah, but you're the teacher, so you know better.
I would say the primary. It's not hard to actually play the chord. Like if you're playing saxophone or flute or something, and you just try to. And I've tried, and I can't mm-hmm. play those because you have to.
Yeah, because they require a physical ability that takes years to get good at.
The beauty of the piano is you just anyone can do that.
The piano does most of the work.
Exactly.
Mm.
So that's not hard. That's not hard to actually make the chord. You know, 5-year-olds form these chords. What can be tricky is the coordination. And if you want to sing, it's trying to coordinate the two. And if you're trying to read
music. Which you teach, you highlight separately that's something. You teach people how to sing along with themselves playing.
Yes. Yeah,
and do you pull back on some of the complexity of the playing in order to make the singing easier?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
So you wouldn't be there wouldn't be as much going on in the piano so that you can sing more. But, you know, I think a lot of people want to play, they want to play so that they can accompany, not necessarily themselves, but so that they can play like at a party or something. They can just be playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's really, really fun. It's really fun. So
sounds like
the point of it.
Deb Gruber is her name. When we're going to get a little news update, then we'll be back. Will you play us a song for real?
I sure will.
Because you're a performer, so you can perform for us, right?
Yeah,
after this news update?
Yeah.
And then just maybe you can play something to bring us into that newscast, too. But first, just give out your website again.
It's Easy, EASY, Piano Styles. .com.
And you teach people to play. You do that at your house. Will you also go to people's homes?
No,
I will not travel. But you do, I've heard that you do stuff over Skype. You do phone teaching.
Skype,
is that right?
I do Skype piano lessons.
What a great thing.
It's so fun.
Nobody has to move.
No, and it doesn't matter how much it's snowing. Doesn't matter if the child's sick.
Well, I know the snow might get Skype a little scrambled.
It doesn't, no. It's just wonderful.
Skype's amazingly good these days.
Perfect.
All right, give us a little melody to bring us out to our break, and then when you come back, you can play something for us. Deb Gruber here on WBZ. Feinberg here on WBZ. You can find me at toddtalk.com. Deb Gruber is here, her website easypianostyles.com. And she's going to play a song for us, a Billy Joel song, which I've been dying to hear you play. because I don't get to hear much of this. Special songwriter?
Yes, I love him.
Yeah.
Sting and Stevie Wonder.
Those are your big three?
They're my big three.
What's your favorite Stevie Wonder?
Favorite Stevie Wonder song?
Or standouts. Doesn't have to be one, I guess.
It's one that you've probably never heard of. It's called
Really?
Ain't No Use.
Ain't No Use. How's that go?
I bet you. There ain't no reason for sitting down to try to talk a problem out. It's from Fulfilling His First Finale.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard
Remember the Blizzard of 78?
Uh-huh, quite well.
So, me too. That's when I basically sat inside and had a stereo and I listened to Stevie Wonder most of the week.
Do you write songs?
I have written some songs.
Does that doesn't seem to be what interests you, based on that answer?
Not as much.
Yeah.
I think I've written a couple of good songs, you know, years ago, but that's not a
The passion is performing or teaching.
Yeah, the passion is performing
both.
And teaching.
Yeah. And what's the joy in teaching for you?
I feel like I'm making people happy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm bringing...
Opening up a part of their lives and stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, if somebody says... Oh, I just love that song. I'd love to be able to play that. It's on my bucket list to be able to play that song. Then I feel like I can show them how to do it. Or if I'm sitting at Seasons and I'm playing and people are singing and smiling and sitting there for 2 hours, and you know, that's very, very satisfying for me.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. 617-254-1030, our phone number if you want to talk to Deb Gruber about maybe you want to learn to play an instrument. Maybe you have a request you could... talk her into playing.
Oh.
888-929-1030. This is 5. Is that what we're calling the person? The name is 5. It says 5 Andover. Oh. All right. That's Andrew in Andover. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Todd and Deb. I had a...
Oh, hang on a sec. Deb can't hear you. Grab a set of headphones, Deb, so you can hear Andrew here.
This isn't my brother.
No, it's not your brother, no.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Andrew.
Todd and Deb, I had a supreme education in music in junior high school with two instructors who I still remember their first names, Dan and Beverly, and we learned both the classical and contemporary swing band music and the whole spread. And one of the songs which I picked up on you, Deb, was that you hate being asked for one particular song, the one before you just sang and played. If that brings
Piano Man,
back.
You mean?
Piano Man?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't hate. I don't hate. I play it all the time. I don't. Did you want me to play that?
If you could.
I can play a part.
When I'm on the highway, driving anywhere on the highway, whenever I hear that song, I put the amplifiers up in the car, and it just really relaxes me.
Well, this is
on the highway.
It's one of those tensions, you know. So for people who program radio stations, the song that everybody wants to hear that's hot at any given moment is the one that the most people are calling up and saying, please don't play that song again, ever.
Yeah,
you know?
And then I also enjoy a lot of the Broadway and classical movies that I've seen from the 1950s forward, such as Casablanca, South Pacific, etc.
Yeah, me too. I love Broadway.
Phantom of the Opera, just to name a couple of Broadway plays.
Yeah.
But some of the music today, I just don't understand it.
Well, then you can't like it.
Well,
you have to learn to understand it, which I'm not prepared to do, but I thought, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's some great contemporary music. Huh?
Like what?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars is great.
Bruno Mars, I love his music.
Great songwriter, performer,
yeah,
or what?
Both.
What else?
Oh, I mean Beyonce?
Beyonce is great.
How could you? Yeah, I mean, oh.
I got used to the swing bands like Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, and other big band, good
band. Duke Ellington?
Yeah. And
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Of course. Everybody knows that.
No, I bet you
like St. Louis Blues March, Glenn Miller is a good...
All right, so you've got a good range, Andrew, of your taste. But you still rock out with Billy Joel.
But, you know, another good song which I sort of like from the Broadway and the movie South Pacific is, I don't know the translation, Dites-moi.
I've heard of it, but I don't know it.
Speak to me, I suppose that would be. Andrew, thank you for the call. It's good to hear from you. So, Broadway.
Yeah.
I don't like the most Broadway songs. They're written differently. What is it about them?
Well, first of all, I don't understand people who say that.
Because
Broadway's so diverse. It's like saying I don't like pop music, or I love all classical music, or I like all one genre.
Well,
there's so many different types of Broadway.
I guess because I reject it so that I don't know the full range of it, but the songs tend to be... show tunes. There's something about a show tune that's different from regular music in its bigness and
but what about a ballad? I mean, there's these gorgeous... What about, you know, like if you're doing... I dreamed a dream of days gone by. Is that big?
Now, I can see the person on the stage just trying to sell the song, and it turns me off.
Oh, because you think it feels kind of artificial and overdone.
It feels like it's... Yeah, I don't like the acting in that kind of play where they're, you know, throwing their chests out, their arms spread, and selling the song so heavily.
I guess it can be overdone, but a good singer doesn't overdo it like that.
Even on stage?
Yeah. I mean, if it's really authentic, if they're really feeling the emotion, then I don't care how big it is. You know, I feel it. If I feel that. 888-929-1030, John.